literally those words, Af Anu Mechavivin Es Hatzaros.
Take a look at Rashi. Rashi, in the first Rashi, points out what exactly Megillas Tainis is, and then the Rashi that's crucial to the sugya is Rashi Mechavivin Es Hatzaros. Says Rashi, take a look in the left-hand column, Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel, Shenigolin Mehem. V'hanes chaviv aleim laskiro l'shavcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'kosvin yemei hanes la'asosan yomtiv. What does Rashi say? How does Rashi understand what it means? Mechavivin es hatzaros. It's not that they loved the tzaros, but rather Rashi says they were so redeemed by particular tzaros that occurred that they set them up as a yomtiv. Kagon eilin yomin dlo letzanos b'hon. That's the lashon of the Megillas Tainis. These are the days that you should not fast on. So the way the Rashi understands Mechavivin es hatzaros is that they loved the fact that they were redeemed by God, and because of the particular miracles that took place, as a result, therefore they created a yomtiv. Rashi is very clear that there is the potential of setting up a yomtiv, or the way we called it, a Purim, to recall a particular miracle and a victory, nafkamina being that you wouldn't fast, and that there wouldn't be a hespedim on those days. Take a look at the next Rashi. This is the position of Shimon Gamliel says, you know, we also are mechaviv es hatzaros, but what can we do? Rashi says, lishna achrina, ein anu maspiki milasos yomtiv mikol yom. We would not be able to make a yomtiv every single day. Rashi, twice in these two Dibur HaMaskil, seems to indicate that one does have the possibility and the potential to create a yomtiv if there is a particular victory, something to memorialize, something to commemorate. It's very clear that's what Megillas Tainis is, that's what the point of Megillas Tainis was, and that's why those days are listed in Megillas Tainis. Turn to the next Maramakum. Tainis, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara here seems to indicate the same, almost piggybacking on the Rashi's and the way Rashi understands the formula and the formation of Megillas Tainis. The Gemara says in the brackets on the Taf of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Tashma, Dam Reb Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Anim im b'nei banam shel Sanav ben Binyamin. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok says he is a descendant of an individual by the name of Sanav ben Binyamin. Rashi says Sanav ben Binyamin came from Shevet Binyamin. What was so unique about this person? So the Gemara says a very important halachic statement. Pam achas chal tishbav lios b'shabbos. It came one year that tishbav fell out on a Shabbos. V'dachinu l'achra Shabbos. We're familiar that if tishbav falls out on Shabbos, you're not going to fast on Shabbos. But the tainus goes to Sunday. Yom Rishon becomes Yud. V'hisinu bo. And we fasted. However, v'lo hishlim nuhu. Menepnei shiyamtav shalanu. We didn't complete the fast. We only had a half of a fast. Bnei Shiyamtov Shelanu. It was our personal holiday. What was the personal holiday? Rashi fills you in on the backstory behind Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, which is that he is a descendant of Shevet Binyamin. Shevet Binyamin was one of the Shvatim that were responsible for bringing the Atzei Maracha, the trees, to the Mizbeach that would be able to be burned in order to bring the karbanos, and as a result of the beautiful mitzvah that they had to bring the eitzim to the maracha, to the mizbeach, they created their own holiday. They were so amazed and so proud. I'm sorry? And so happy that they were able to do this job that they made it into yomtiv. Clearly from here again we see, like Rashi learns on Megillas Tainis, that a community, a family, an individual can create a yomtiv, and they created a yomtiv. Now, more than that, there's a nafkamina, because it turned out that the day of their yomtiv was on Sunday. And it was a Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Yom Rishon. It was a Dechinu. And the halacha is you fast a regular Tisha B'Av, even though it falls out on a Shabbos and it's pushed off to a Sunday. But because the family of Sanav ben Binyamin, they brought the Atzei Marach and their holiday came out on Yud B'Av, therefore they decided we're not going to fast a complete fast. So there are two very, very crucial things that one can glean. Number one is that there is a potential to create a personal, familiar, or community, or individual yantiv, number one. Number two, it has halachic ramifications, which mean that the entire family continues that minug to keep that yantiv. And number three, which is the fact that it could even push off a tainus. If there's supposed to be a fast on that day, you don't have to fast. This, by the way, parenthetically, this is brought lahalach and Hilchos Tishbav, some Tovkuf Nun Tes, a Bal Bris, somebody's making a Bris. and Tisha B'Av falls out on a Shabbos, and it's pushed off till a Sunday. And if Sunday is the bris, so the halacha is, this is the way the Mechaber brings it, and the Makor is this story of Rebbe Tzadok, that there's only a requirement to fast a half a day, it's his own personal yantif, the individual father, possibly the Sandik. This is a bigger discussion and a longer discussion halacha, but very clearly this Gemara is used as a source. The Be'er HaGola brings us in Sim Tavka Frontes, that if that situation would find itself, and this has not come up, certainly, Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Yom Rishon, if it's a Tisha B'Av Shenitcha, so because it's a Yom Tov Shelanu Haya, the Avi HaBen does not have to be mashal lefast. He could probably even shave, possibly, but that is to be discussed at a further point. But we do see that this is a concept, that there is such a situation, such a concept as Yom Tov Shelanu Haya, and that is Rav Lazar B'Rabbi Tzadok, based upon Sanan Ben Binyamin, and that is the Psak as well. The tour quotes from a Rabbeinu Yaibitz that the Mordechai brings, and Hagos Mordechai, Hagos Maimonides brings, and the Rambam, that this happened to an individual by the name Rabbeinu Yaibitz, one of the Rishonim, and he himself did not fast the entire day as a result of it being a Tisha B'Av Shenitcha. Take a look at the last.
It seems like a different kind of yantif.
Yeah.
It wasn't being saved from the sun.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. We're going to have to glean what exactly the different types of holidays are. Yeah, and that you're going to see in a moment. Very good point. Take a look at the next Gemara. This is Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara here has a long blot or two, basically going through whether or not Megillas Tainis is Nisbatel Bizman Hazeh. We saw the first Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud Beis that there is such a thing as Megillas Tainis. The question is, does that practically play a role today? What is the status of Megillas Tainis Bizman Hazeh? So if we take a look, just for the sake of time, I want to look about 7 or 8 lines from the bottom and refer to a particular yomtif that the Gemara is referring to, and that will play a role in terms of whether or not Megillas Tainis is Nisbatel Bizman Hazeh. The Gemara quotes a machlokus between Rav and Rabbi Chanina on the one side, who understand that Megillas Tainis is Nisbatel, that these fast days, that these days, these holidays that are listed do not have to fast on. Furthermore, right, none of us are familiar that we keep all the fast days, all the holidays that are listed in Megillas Tainis. But on the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish says it wasn't his batel. So how do we paskin? So if you take a look, the Gemara asks a question on the position of Rav, on the position of Rav and Rabbi Chanina, who say that Megillas Tainis is nisbatel. What is the source, and why do they ask that it should be nisbatel? So the last word of the line, toward the middle of the bracket, says Mosiv. Mosiv Rav Acha Bar Huna. Rav Acha Bar Huna poses the following query on the position of Rabbi Rabbi Chanina. Betlasa betishrei batalta ad karta min shtarya. If you look at Megillas Tainis, you will see that on the 3rd of Tishrei is a holiday. The 3rd of Tishrei is a holiday as a result of being nisbatel ad karta min shtarya. Rashi explains the Lashon and Aramaic language here is there was the abolishment of the name of God, which was written on shtaros. So we also have to understand what exactly is the Gemara talking about. The Gemara now fills us in. What does that mean, that the name of God was nullified from a shtar, from a document? So the Gemara says, Shagazu malchus yavan gzera, that during the time of the Yavanim, the Greeks, they made many gzeros, and among the gzeros that were made is Shalola Haskir Shem Shemayim Alpiyah. Right, we're familiar when we hear the story of the Hanukkah story, we're familiar with many gzeros that the Yavanim put upon us. This one sort of gets by, but the Yavanim made a decree that one is not allowed to say God's name. You can't say Baruch Hashem, you can't say any praise or thanks of God. You can't be maskir God's name whatsoever. That was the gzera that the Yavanim made. However, ukishigavar malchus chashmonai, when the chashmonai, the victory of the chashmonai in the story of Hanukkah took place, v'nitzchu, and the chashmonai were victorious, hiskinu sheimaskim shem shemayim, they were so happy as a result of the defeat of the Yavanim and the victory of the chashmonai, that they made a new Takana is Chashmonaim, that one should always be Maskir Shei Shemaim Afil B'Shtaros, even on a document. I mean, if it's a promissory note, if it's an IOU, whatever it was, it should say Shem Shemaim. What would they write? So Gemara says, V'kachay Kostrum, this is exactly what they would write on the Shtar. B'Shnas Kach V'Kach, in the following year, L'Yochanan Kohen Gadol to the appointing of Yochanan as the Kohen Gadol in the times of Chashmonaim, Le'el Elyon. That's what they would write. They would write the particular year in the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Now, Kishashamu Chachamim Bedavar, the Chachamim couldn't believe that this was a takana that was instituted. Amru Lamachar Zeh Pareas Chov of Nimtza Shtar Mutal Be'Ashpa. You know what's going to happen? Somebody's going to pay back his IOU. They're going to rip up the piece of paper and they're going to throw it out, the document, the IOU, into the garbage. And God's name has now been put in Sheamus. And that's not appropriate.
Sheamus?
Ubitlum. What did they do? They put in the garbage, correct? Ubitlum, they were in his batel. They nullified this takana. If they made this day, Gimel Tishrei, into a holiday, as a result of the fact that the Takana was nullified, that no longer will God's name be written on the Shtaros and will no longer be thrown into the garbage.
So they agreed with the Greeks?
No, they just not on the Shtaros. It wasn't written.
I know, but the net effect is they took this.
No. There's a halachic problem. You could say God's name wherever you want. You just can't write it on the Shtar because they're going to start throwing God's name into the garbage. They felt that the Chachamim went too far. You can't just write God's name. You can't write God's name on a window. You can't write God's name on a paper and throw it out. They're halachos.
Wait. This is the Chachamim that are doing this.
The Chacham made a takana. Other Chachamim were upset by the fact that they created this takana because it went too far. So when the Chachamim got the other Chachamim to be Mizbatel, this Takana, right, they made a Yantiv because no longer will God's name being thrown in the garbage.
Well, the group that nullified the first group, they made the Takana. I mean, they made the holiday.
They made the holiday. And all Klal Yisrael Asuhu Yomtov. So the Gemara asks on this story, if you understand a priori that Megillas Tainis is nullified, Kamaisa Batel Achronaisa Mosifin, that means that all the holidays that are listed in Megillas Tainis are nullified. They're not going to be kept. The Gemara asks a rhetorical question. Achronaisa Mosifin, you're now going to add more holidays? How could you do that? So the Gemara answers, Hacha b'maya skina b'zman shebeis ha-mikdash kayam. You know when you can add holidays? When the zman of the beis ha-mikdash is niskayim. So this Gemara seemingly speaks to the fact that a new holiday for a nes cannot be established so long as the beis ha-mikdash is not in its place or where it's supposed to be. The fact that they made this takana, they could only make that takana if the Beis HaMikdash was standing. It was Bizman Bayis Sheni. But if it were not to be Bizman Abayis, there would be no effect, and the holiday would not be able to be declared as a result of a particular victory or miracle that took place. Now, clearly, this Gemara poses a question on the latter Gemara that we just saw about the Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. So we're not the only ones who ask the question, but if you turn back a page, you'll see Tosos himself asks that question. Tosos says, how could it be that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, who was a descendant of Sanav ben Binyamin, made a holiday? He lived in Bayis after Bayis Sheni, and after Bayis Sheni, Megillas Tainis was Nizbatel. How could he do such a thing based upon the Gemara that says, Achronaisa Mosifin? If you take a look in Tosos, Yud Beis Amar Aleph Dibur Maschil Hasam, the Gemara says, even though we learned that once Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Megillas Tainis does not play a halachic role. And the story of Elazar ben Tzadok is taking place after Churban Bayis. They called them Churban Amim and came to Shalom Ein Sham Gzeiros. If it took place before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, of course you could set up a holiday. That's not a problem. So how did Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok do what he was able to do? So the Gemara says, Haytana Savad Lo Batla. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok paskin different than the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yuches. He was of the position that Megillas Tainis is not Nisbatel. And since he felt that Megillas Tainis was not Nisbatel, he had every right to create and to set up and to establish a holiday. That is how Tosfos resolves the difficulty. So it seems at this point in our discussion, there seems to be a steer in Sugyus as to whether or not you can create a holiday. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok said you can because Megillas Tainis is not in its batel. The other Amoraim held that you cannot create a new holiday because Megillas Tainis is in its batel. But it seems to be that the point of contention is whether or not Megillas Tainis is in its batel. Meaning all the propriety of creating a new holiday hinges upon whether or not Megillas Tainis plays a role. If you take a look at the next source, which is the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash, at the end of Simen, or the beginning of Simen, Taf Tzadik Vav, that's the Simen that discusses the laws of Yom Tov Sheni, has a really magnificent work, a classic work where he goes through Minhag Yisr, as you see by the title, and he lists about 20 klalim when it comes to Minhagim. And the rule number 14, Rule Yudalid, deals with our discussion as to whether or not one is able to set up a holiday, Alidein, as a result of an ace or miracle that takes place. And the Pri Chadash says in Os Yudalid, page Tuf Kuf Yud Zayin, it's bracketed, and the line should be pointing there. Yesh Ktsas Yechidim B'Dareinu. The Pri Chadash writes, there are certain individuals in our generation, Shal Yidei She'iru Lem Nisim, as a result of a miracle that occurred to them, Kavu Ba'osim Yamim Yamim Tovim L'Doros, they set up holidays for generations. And there's a particular event that took place in Mitzrayim. We'll get to it shortly. Od Hayom, even today. He says, till today, in Egypt, there are Jews that are keeping a particular holiday as a result of a miracle that took place. I'll get to what exactly that miracle was in a moment. And now the Pri Chadash quotes the earliest source that deals with this topic, a tshuva of the Maram al Shaker. What's the position of the Maram al Shaker? Simon Memtes, Maisi Mir Echad. The Maram al Shaker was asked about a particular town, a city. Shetiknu Laso says, Yom Yud Aleph L'Chodesh Tevis Ki Yom Purim. They established that the 11th of the month of Tevis would have all the halachic rules of Purim. They wouldn't read the Megillah, but they would be mefarsim the neis. Achar gadol shenas achar neis kedei lefarsim neis echad gadol shenas lem b'oso yom v'tzarech leida lehodia miyesh ikar lemina gze olo. Maram al-Shaker asks, is this community doing the right thing? Are they able to create a Purim? No, Mordechai and Esther could create a Purim. But can this particular town, on the 11th of Tevis, establish a holiday to commemorate a miracle that took place to them? If you take a look throughout the rest of this paragraph, the Pri Chadash quotes is true of the Maram al-Shaker, and the Maram al-Shaker has a unequivocal yes, that they're absolutely permitted to do so. The source and the way that he proves his position is based upon the two Gemaras that we began with, the Gemara Megillas Tainis with the Rashi, that's the source of Masech HaShavetz that indicates that you can create a Yom Tov. He refers to the second source, Relazub Rabbi Tzadok, who says that you can create a personal holiday, and that's what he did, even La'achar Achurban, and he even proves the point from the Yavitz, who I referred to earlier, who on his own day, when he had a bris mila, as a result of a Tisha B'Av being pushed from a Shabbos to Sunday, he made his own personal holiday. And the Maram al-Shaker says in no uncertain terms that it's absolutely permitted. There is no question about it. That's the first paragraph, and that's the Tshuva Maram al-Shaker. Now, the Maram al-Shaker does not quote the latter Gemara, which says, Achronaisim Osifin. How could you do such a thing? So Pri Chadash takes the Maram al-Shaker to task, and if you take a look in the next paragraph, where the bold word starts with Amnam, the Pri Chadash has a few strong questions that he asks on the Maram al-Shaker. Amnam, Achar Ha'ionira, after investigating, researching the position of the Maram al-Shaker, Nire Dehani Yomtov Hani Su, all of these sudos that this particular town creates and makes and sets up, they're all considered to be sudos rishos. They're not called a sudas mitzvah. Remember, we'll go back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah posited that they are called a sudas mitzvah. Maram al-Shak, the Pri Chadash says, it's not. And you remember in the Shaar Tzion, he said, Chai Adam, the lokeh Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash understands here that they're not called a sudas mitzvah. And they don't have the ability to push off Tisha B'Av. You can't push off a Tisha B'Av that was nidcha and ordered to only fast a half a day. Ugdolamizu, says the Pri Chadash, even more so. Even if a particular town or community had the minug to create the yanta for a number of years, they can even stop and nullify the minug, and they don't have to do a hataras nadarim. They don't have to come in front of a bezin of three and say, you know, with a Pesach or a Charata, they don't have to say anything. They can simply stop doing what they're doing. Why? Even their children, right, based upon the Pasuk of the Gemara says in Makam Shenagu that children have to follow the minhagim of their fathers. They also don't have to continue following this minhag. Mishum tavle minhag bitaos. It's a minhag bitaos. It's a mistaken minhag. And what's the source of this mistaken minhag? So the Maram al-Shaker now says that it's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yuches that we just saw. The Batla Meginas Tainis Zulasi Lechanukah Purim. Megillas Tainis plays no role contemporarily post Churban Beis Hamikdash outside of Chanukah and Purim, which is a discussion discussion in and of itself. The ifsika hilchasa Rabbi Yossi, we're passing like Rabbi Yossi, that after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, the Megillas Tainis plays no role whatsoever, and as a result, one is unable to create a yantif, and this town and this community that the Maram HaShakar supported their minhag based upon the first two Gemaras, the Pri Chadash says based upon the last Gemara, you have nothing to talk about. Go down a few more lines. About six lines or seven lines up from where the brackets at the bottom of are, the Pri Chadash refers to the conclusion of the Maram HaShakar. The Kasav B'Sof HaTshuva. The Maram HaShakar writes at the end of his responsum to this community, V'zeh Lashon HaHilkach, Afo Pishlei Nichtav T'nai Zeh Be'Haskama. Even though the particular town did not write a documented, legal standing statement, writing that if a person would be Oker Diraso Chayim L'Kayim HaSkama Zu, let's say the person lived in a particular town that created this holiday on Yud Aleph, and he would move out of town. And so the rule was that according to the Maram HaShakar, that person also had to keep the yantif even wherever he moved somewhere else. Even if the town did not put a cherem on everybody that they have to keep the yantif. So again, the ikar proof of the Maram HaShakar is coming from the Gemara in Tainis about Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. The filu la'achar ha'churban so the conclusion of Maram HaShakar and his primary source to prove his point is the Gemara in Tainis about Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzara. The Pri Chadash finishes his statement by saying the following thing: V'lesa l'anias da'iti, I completely disagree with the Maram HaShakar. Shim lo haya asuya becherem, if there would not be a cherem, even if the community did not establish a cherem to make this day a yomtov, kvar kasafti shein a minhag. My position is it's not called a minhag. Vafil hatara lo havi bar. You don't even need to do a hataras nadar. Vahid Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. Oh, the Maram HaShakar's main proof is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, who created a yomtov after Churban. Mishum de svir le de lo batla meginas tainis kamo shakasav atosu parakam de tainis. He says, he's paskin like Tosos, he ruled that Megillas Tainis is not Nisbatel. But Pri Chadash says that's not the common and that's not the popular approach of Alididon lo havi minug. But for us, it's not called a minug. The Kamai Sabatil Achrenaisa Mosifin, based upon the rhetorical question of the Gemara, it's impossible to make new Yom Tovim. And he concludes by saying, "In lechalik ben yachid l'rabim," you can't distinguish between an individual holiday and a group's holiday, the Adraba Kol Shekein Hu, the Kevin, the Filu Rabim, the Olim Mil Sayel Matzil Tukune Yom Tov Mechadash Kol Shekein Yachad. Certainly, if a community can't establish a holiday, certainly an individual cannot establish a holiday. So what emerges from here is that you have a very fundamental machlokas between the Pri Chadash and Maram HaShakar. Maram HaShakar understands, based upon the early two Gemaras, that one can create the yomtiv for a particular holiday or nace that he is commemorating, and the Pri Chadash argues fundamentally based upon the latter Gemara, which says Achronaisim Osifin, you can't do such a thing only bisman Beis Hamikdash. What we have to work out in the latter part of the shir and the time that remains is try and understand how do we paskin here. The machlok is the Pri Chadash, the Maram HaShakar. How do we rule? How do we judge? It doesn't seem, and we have to see the way Achronim are going to rule on this particular case. If you turn the page, there's a tshuva of Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer has two or three tshuvas about this. Again, for the sake of time, we're not going to read the entire tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. If you have time, I highly suggest you take a look at it. The first page essentially reviews everything that we just discussed till now. He goes through the machlokas between the Maram HaShakar and the Pri Chadash. He quotes each of the Gemaras that the Maram HaShakar quotes and that the Pri Chadash quotes, and he sets up the following for us. If you turn the page, you'll see the conclusion of the Chassam Sofer. And that begins on the top of the next page, starting with the word mihu. And here is the psak of the Chassam Sofer. Mihu nearly belav hachi. De lo amru shlo lehosif ela dumya dehanach shepashtu b'kol Yisrael. And this is exactly the point that you just made. And the Chassam Sofer says, aval ir echad umidina achas b'fnei atzmo ein adom el hanach umutar b'lo pikpok. The Chassam Sofer says that it depends on the type of miracle and who established the miracle. You know why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, as the Maram HaShakar points out, was able to do what he did? It was a personal holiday. It was a family holiday. That and a miracle that takes place to an independent group, that you can do. That's not a problem. But to establish a holiday for all of Klal Yisrael, once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, says the Chasam Sofer, that's the problem. That's what the Gemara means on Daf Yud Ches. Batla Megillas Tainis, Acharnaisa Mosifin. So the Chasam Sofer makes a very, very important split between when you can create a new Yontif and when you cannot create a new Yontif. You can create a new Yontif, says the Chasam Sofer, like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Tzadok, if it's an individual, a family holiday, recalling a miracle. But if it's a global holiday, the likes of, that we'll see momentarily, that says the Chasam Sofer that that is inappropriate, and that's his psak. Keep on going, the Chasam Sofer. And he adds a caveat to this rule. Miu nira, dahainu dafka memisa l'chaim. Even when one is permitted to create a holiday, a family holiday or individual holiday, there has to be a rule. You can't just make holidays out of thin air. It can only be a holiday based upon chayim lamavis, when a person was, life was saved. But simply to be redeemed from a tzara, from a difficulty, that's inappropriate, and that holiday cannot be established as a result. And he quotes, the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, Yedal HaMalaf, when it comes to Mordechai and Esther, how are they able to create a holiday? That itself requires analysis. The Gemara says, Kal v'chomer, me abdus l'cheres om Roshira. When it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we went from slavery to freedom, we created a holiday. From Misa l'chaim l'kol shekein, soon we can go from life from death to life. So that allowed Mordechai and Esther to make a holiday. Vim Cain says the Chasam Sofer calls man Shana Begolus. And our particular situation, the Chasam Sofer living in Hungary. And when we are in Golus, and there is no redemption from slavery to freedom, kol she'ein ha'hatzala mimisa l'chaim, anybody who was not saved from a death sentence, mamish, havud lo lo sif l'kvo yomtov, is inappropriate and would be prohibited to create a yomtov. So what the Chasam Sofer basically does is he creates a place where both the Maram al Shaker and the Pri Chadash can work. And they're both correct. The Pri Chadash is right that you cannot establish holiday. When can you not establish holiday? When it's made on a grand scale or when it's on a larger scale. When is the Maram al Shaker correct that you can create a holiday? Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Tzadok, when it's a private, when it's a family minuk. Take a look at the next page of the Chasam Sofer.
The Chasam himself said that a full
yes. That's right. Yeah. It's an interesting point of the Pri Chadash. Yes, good point. Take a look at the next page and the conclusion that the Chasam Sofer himself refers to particular holidays that he was familiar with that people created as a result of personal holidays. Hine mivur b'sefer Yosef Ometz. Yosef Ometz is a classic sefer minhagim of German origin from the Rishonim. Mehane shenasa b'kila kedosha Frankfurt in Main. There was a miracle that took place in the great Jewish community of Frankfurt in Main. B'yom chaf Adar, on the 20th day of Adar. Harishon v'kavubo yom simcha l'dorosam, and forever, for posterity, the community established a holiday. The German community established a holiday on Chaf Adar. The Chen Raisi says the Chasam Sofer mimoy v'rabbi Gom Reina Rav Nosson Adler Zatzal, the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, mialde keila kedosha, he who was a child who was brought up in the community of Frankfurt and Main, who also kept that holiday of Chaf Adar. Cain Anu Noagim Achrav, we, as students of Rav Nosson Adler, also keep that holiday. Hagam Shana B'Yerichuk Makom, even though we're not living in Frankfurt of Main, we still keep Chaf Adar as a Yom Tov because of a miracle that happened from Misa L'chaim. Umihu B'Yom Shelefneinu Lo Nog L'Sanos, the day before, there's not a custom not to fast because based upon many holidays, you shouldn't fast the day before. K'shol Hayadai Tolach Sov V'Taim Abay, it's unclear to me, he says, why we don't fast. V'Ngam Nafal Al Ap of Biyama, we also said Tachlan on that day, says the Chasam Sofer. And he says, because Shlo Yishanim Pnei Machlokes, Mikol Mokom, says the Chasam Sofer, personal caveat, Ani Noheg Lahachmir Lasaim Sefer Boso Yom Kdesh Asuda Behetabli Pikpok Vyochla Nav Yisbo. What I try to do is I try to make a Suda, a Siyam on that day, so that there'll be no Shaila. I don't want to get involved in Machlokes between the Pri Chadash and the Maram Al Shaker. So to be Yotze all the day, is what I do is I make a Siyam, and then everybody is clear. We could have a Suda, we could have a Suda Smitzvah, and there are no issues about it. But the Psak of the Chasam Sofer is very clear in terms of how he went, in terms of dividing when you can create a yontif, when you can't. Take a look at the next page. The Chasam Sofer deals with this again. This is in a Tshuva Yaradeya. The Chasam Sofer is responding to a semi-holiday that developed in his time, and that was the minhag to go to Meiron and Lag BaOmer to light bonfires, to sing, to dance, and to go at the kever of the tzaddik Rabbi Shimon Rechai. And as today, we're all familiar, I think they say today 100,000 people, close to 100,000, more than 100,000 people. The Chassam Sofer was Eish Lahava. He was fire and brimstone against the Minog. He felt that the Minog was Shalok HaAlacha, and you could read inside now. Again, we don't have time to read the entire piece in the Chassam Sofer, but you'll basically see again that he reviews the source material of the Pri Chadash and Maram HaShakar, and he says that the Minog is like the Pri Chadash in this instance, because what they have done is essentially made a global Yom Tov, and everybody says from all over the world, he knows about it, in the 1800s that they went to Meiron. So then time when communication was not the way communication is today, and everybody was going to Meiron and creating bonfires, he says, I'm sure they're doing something nice and the right thing, and they'll get schar for it. But he said, take a look in the last little snippet of the tshuva here, in the brackets, Mikol Mokom La'asoso Yom Simcha V'Hadlaka, to make it into a holiday, and to light fires, B'Mokom Yadua Daf She'Tel Talpio She'Kol Nifl M'Sham. Everybody is turning to that direction. Everybody is looking at Meiron on the day of Lag Bomer. Lo Yadati M'Sham La'asos Kein. I don't know if there's any permission to do such a thing. V'Avikei Ma'ashikasa V'Ralbach B'Mishanada L'Kever Shmuel HaNavi. Certainly there's a community that also went to the Kavra of Shmuel HaNavi in Ramot, and they did something similar, and the Ralbach was against that. But again, you'll take a look in your own time, you'll take a look through the very few paragraphs here in the Chassam Sofer. Again, his position is that it is a global holiday, it's a Lag BaOmer, everybody's going there, you can't just create a new Yontif that is not clearly expressed and articulated in Chazal, in Gemaras, in Mishnayos, in the Shulchan Aruch, and he really goes with the position of the Pri Chadash on a global holiday. Take a look on the next page, I'll show you a Chaye Adam. Yeah.
Isn't it just people going there because they want to?
Yes, that is. So it's not that one person came and a Rav said that we're going to make a holiday, but it's sort of developed, and I think that's even more upsetting, because who can just out of thin air establish a holiday? And it's become.
You know, people have freedom that they can go and make a bonfire.
You can.
Why does it rise to saying this is a yantif?
Because he says when it's tel talpios, when everybody is looking to that day and everybody is aware about it and it's being created into a day of yantif, you know, you don't say tachna lag bomer also, and you're making it into a greater holiday. So the Chassam Sofer felt that was incorrect. Now, look, that's not to say that the position of the Chassam Sofer is kept. Baharaya, the 100,000 Erlich Yidin who go every year to lag bomer and Meiron, and they indeed, I don't know if anybody's ever been to lag bomer in Meiron, you feel like it's, I don't know, Purim, Simchas Torah. I mean, you wouldn't have any idea that it's a day of Chol. There's music blasting, there's singing, there's dancing. I mean,
have you been there?
Yes. it's a big holiday. Take a look in the Chaye Adam and the next source of Avram Danzig. And again, this appears in Hilchos Megillah as a result of the name that Poskim have given us. Are you able to make a Purim? So the Chayadim again goes to the sources here, and in quite a lengthy piece here, and atypical of the Chayadim, who is really positing and paskling a short Piskei Halacha, has two very, very long paragraphs discussing this. It interested the Chayadim, and he writes, Mish Irlo Neis, V'choshkein B'nei Ir, if an individual experienced a miracle, and certainly if a community has experienced the miracle, yicholim l'saken b'haskama v'cher malem v'alabay machrem l'asos oso yom l'purim. This town, or this community, or this individual can make this day into a holiday. Now, this language, by the way, is very reminiscent of the first source that we saw, when the Mishnah Berurah left the language cryptic, not saying where this comes from. So it sounds like he's copying the language of the Chaye Adam verbatim, that a community is permitted to do so. And in parentheses, he is very fair in telling us that Pri Chadash, Rasim and Tav Tzadik Vav Cholek Alav. The Pri Chadash argues, and he says you cannot do such a thing. Venerally, and the Chayadim continues, also Su'uda Sh'os Mishvil Anes, this Su'uda, this particular feast that you make on this day to recall the Neis, he sudas mitzvah of the is considered to be a sudas mitzvah. K'mo shekasav b'yam shel Shlomo, like the Maharshal says, skip a line, d'lo k'mo shekasav a prichadash d'avi sudas rishos. Not like the prichadash who says that it's a sudas rishos. You see very clearly that the psak of the Chaye Adam, not like the prichadash, like it said in the Sharet scene in the beginning, is that it's called a sudas mitzvah. Now, the Chaye Adam asks himself the following question, which is the same question the Chassam Sofer addresses. He says, we learn in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, that Megillas Tainis is Nisbatel. We also learn on the earlier Gemara in Tainis and Daf Yud Beis that realized that Rebbe Tzadok made a holiday. How can he do such a thing? And furthermore, he asks, how could it be that the Yavetz made a holiday on his own personal Chag when it was after Churban Bayis, and he said, I'm not going to fast. Asks the Prichadash, Imkain Kasha. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Kaven, the Kaimelon, the Batla, since we paskin that Megillas Tainis is Nisbatel. Chenos and Yamim Tovim, Shos Mishil Mitzvah, and Megillas Tainis, and a number of holidays that emerged from Megillas Tainis, like it says in the Yerushalmi. Imkain Marosh Lissanos. How could it be the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok decided that he's not going to fast? If everything is predicated and making a holiday is predicated on the fact that Megillas Tainis is Chayva Kaimen is not Nisbatel, if we paskin the Megillas Tainis is Nisbatel, how can it be that Rabbi Lazar, how can it be that this Yavetz, Rebbeinu Yavetz, a God will be Israel, decided not to fast? And take a look at the answer of the Chayadam, which is exactly the same as the Chsam Sofer. El al Korchach, Dilin Zebatla, Shlolasos HaYom Tov al Kol Yisrael, Aval Kol Yachid Bizman HaMitzah Yom Tov Shalohu. Every single individual who experiences a miracle, or every family that experiences a miracle, they are permitted to continue a custom of establishing a Yom Tov L'Dorei Doros. But on a global rule, that's inappropriate. Yosef, nearly, do you call Leos, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Sfilei Gamkei, Megillas Tainis? You know what? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok also paskin that Megillas Tainis is in the spot, not like Tosfos. But he still didn't fast, because it has nothing to do with Megillas Tainis. The Dafka Yom Tov L'Chol Yisrael Batla. V'achinami Kevin Shosin L'Zech Niflos of Havi Mitzvah. Chai Adam argues on Tosfos. Tosfos says, everything is predicated on Megillas Tainis. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok understood that Megillas Tainis was not Nisbatel. Says the Chayadam, it has nothing to do with Megillas Tainis. Do you know why Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok didn't fast when the Atzei, his holiday came out on a Tisha B'Av Shenitcha? It's because it was a personal holiday, and personal holidays and individual holidays have nothing to do whatsoever with Megillas Tainis. If I want to create a holiday after a Nes, I have every permission to do that with the Tanai L'Chasam Sof, that has to be Mimisa L'Chaim. But if I want to establish a global holiday for all of Klal Yisrael, that has to do with Megillas Tainis. So the Chayot and the Chasam Sofer have the same division in terms of the propriety of setting up and creating a Chag for Kol Yisrael versus a Chag and a Yom Tov for an individual or a community. Just parenthetically speaking, this division that Chasam Sofer and Chayad made is also made by others. The Nar Shalom, classic commentary on Shulchan Aruch here in Simtav Tzadik Vav, also makes this distinction. The Shevet HaLevi Rav Osner was asked recently about an individual who was a descendant of the Tosfos Yom Tov. If you're familiar, the Tosfos Yom Tov wrote something called the Megillas Eva. The Tosfos Yom Tov was jailed, and as a result of his freedom from jail, he established a Tzava, and in the Tzava he wrote that his family, until Geulas, Mashiach, until he most have to keep this holiday as a Yom Tov. So an individual asked Rav Osner, a contemporary, one of the Gedolei Yisrael living today in Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, asked him, do I still have to fast? Do I still have to not fast on this day? Do I have to keep the Yom Tov? What's the rule? So the Rav Osner answer is based upon the position of the Maram al Shaker that a individual and a community can create a Yom Tov, and at the same time it's not a Klal Yisrael Yom Tov like the Chasam Sofer and the Chai Adam. You are forced and you must keep this holiday as a Yom Tov for yourself. Not only does the Tosfos Yom Tov, the family of the Tosfos Yom Tov keep this day, the Chida, Reb Chaim Yosef Dor Uzulai, in about 3 or 4 different places, and you can look in the Shem Magdolim, under Rabbi Avadja Bar Tanura, mentions that the Rambam also established a personal holiday, and I think this is the holiday that we just saw a little bit ago about Mitzrayim. The Rambam found the Sefer Torah Miyuchas from the family of Ben Asher. The Ben Asher family was a Mishpacha that had a Sefer Torah that had all the Chaseros v'Yaseros, that knew where the Parshas Psuchos and the Parshas Tumos was. When the Rambam got a hold of that Sefer Torah and he copied it and brought it from the place in the shul where it was found, he established a holiday in Egypt that everybody should recognize. We now found the Sefer Torah Miyuchas, and as a result we have to keep this day as a Yom Tov. The Chida proves from what the Rambam did that it must be like the Pri Chadash and like the Maram al Shaker, that a personal individual holiday can be kept, but a global holiday cannot. So throughout the ages we have seen that Jews have and communities have established holidays for individual and unique family minhagim, but like the Chasam Sofer says, in order for it to be a minhag or a chag for all of Klal Yisrael, so you need 2 things. Number 1, you need it to be Mimisa L'Chaim, from death to life, a complete life-saving. And number two, Megillas Tainis seems to be that it has to be part of the role, because like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, you can't add on something after the fact. That you can't do.
How does the Rambam the law?
I'm sorry.
How does the Rambam's Ben Asher work?
That was a personal. That was a personal.
It was personal. It's for Sefer Torah.
But he wasn't creating it for. No, we don't keep it. He wasn't saying that we are establishing it as a Yom Tov Chazaka. It was for this, for his community, for his people. He doesn't say in the Yad HaChazaka.
That's all he had control over. Right?
Yeah, he doesn't say in Yad HaChazaka that you have to, that all Klal Yisrael are chayev in this particular day. He only speaks about Chanukah and Purim. Those are nice battles. It wasn't Misal Chaim. That's a good point. So not everybody, clearly not everybody agrees with Chassam Sofer. Yeah, that's correct. Take a look in the last source, contemporary source, Ravadji Yosef, in the Yabia Omer, in the bottom, and it was asked, Ir ve'em b'Yisrael, a city in Israel, shenaslam neiz gadol, that a miraculous event happened to them, v'nitzulu mi'arevayim, they were saved from their enemy, v'akshei ra'asam, and those who were seeking their deaths, ha'im yicholim l'kvas ha'yom hulu doros olam aleim v'alzarem lasos yom simcha mishtak yom perm alo. Are they able to create a personal perm or not? So the Yabi Omer Rav Avadja Zatzal goes through the entire issue of the Kedarka Bakodesh with all the Mar Makomos, touching on the issue between the Machlokti, the Maram Al Shaker, and the Pri Chadash, seems to go in the direction of the Hachra of the Chassam Sofer and the Chai Adam. He quotes the Chassam Sofer, he doesn't quote the Chai Adam. He quotes other Gdoli Yisrael, including the Mikrai Kodesh, and including other positions of the Chida, that also went in this direction that you have to make a divide between collective and between personal. Here he gets involved in Yom Ha'atzma'ut. That seems to be, that was the question that he was being asked about, or the propriety of creating a Yom Tif on that day. He quotes the Shud Yaskil Avdi, an earlier source regarding that, and he goes through many other marmakomos seeming to point in the direction of the Chassam Sofer. He doesn't take a very clear position on the Shaila. He does quote a tshuva of the Kol Mevaser, that's Meshulam Roth. He quotes a position of the Netzer Matai, who are all hinging this entire machlokus upon the creation of a holiday, whether it is a global holiday for all of Klal Yisrael, or whether it's a personal, independent holiday for individuals or for families. Now, the nafka mina here is going to be, like we've discussed till this point, number one is Tachanun, whether Tachanun should be recited. Another shaila is going to be whether or not you have to keep the family minug from Dore Doros, like the Tshuva the Shevet Levi said. Other questions that come up is if this holiday is going to fall out on a particular day that is a fast day, can you make it into a half a fast? These are all the questions that you have to grapple with. The Tshuva of the Biyomer in the last line writes, Sof Davra Kol Nishma Shitz a community or an individual that had a particular miracle that occurred to them, certainly the Chassam Sofer, the Rebbe Avadja Zatzal says that a personal holiday, a individual holiday are appropriate, can be established as a result of the basic division between the Chassam Sofer and the Chai Adam. A general, large-esque holiday for all of Klal Yisrael, that is dependent on Megillas Tainis, and just like we don't keep the earlier holidays of Megillas Tainis, says Rebbe Avadja, the same thing is true as well, that we don't and we can't create a, establish a large-scale holiday. What the definition of a large-scale holiday is, so that is really not addressed by the Poskim. That Rebbe Avadja does not address. Who has the right to create a holiday, and whose authority is it to create a holiday? What is it called, a holiday? Is it Misa L'chaim? Is it not Misa L'chaim? Like the Chassam Sofer says, that has to be an issue that has to be addressed and discussed. And those two points are really the points of contention in terms of the ability to create a Yom Tov. But what is certainly clear is a personal holiday or a familial holiday for a miracle that occurred is certainly appropriate. Again, you have to know, do we take on the extent of if you're going for Misa L'chaim or not. If you take a look back at your own time, I know it's a little bit after our time, Chai Adam discusses that he himself created and established a holiday. In his community, when he was living in a particular chatzer, there was a massive fire. Their fire killed 31 people, I think he writes, in his particular town. Everybody in his family had wounds, and there was blood, and everybody was hurt seriously, but luckily, B'chazdei Hashem, he was not affected. He said he lost tons and tons of money, and his one house of his burnt down, but because of the miracle and the nace that occurred to the Chayadim, he established a particular holiday And he says that that holiday was on the 16th of Kislev. He kept a holiday, L'dorei Doros, which is in order to recall the Nisei Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu should recall Nisim Bayamim Emes Manazem. We should see Be'ezus Hashem, the Gula Shem, B'karov.